Welcome to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. Our goal is to help you see that no matter what problem you're facing, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at OrdainedChaplainsUSA.org. Now, here's your host, the president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in the history of GLM podcasts, I am podcasting from the road. Welcome to God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. My name is Daniel White III, president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach. We don't have to look far to see that many people in the world are dealing with a variety of problems and are in need of solutions. No matter what problem you are facing, whether it is emotional, psychological, or spiritual, or all three, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. The Word of God holds the solution that you need. As we walk together in this podcast, we will address a number of topics that exist in the world and present solutions from the Holy Bible that will help you heal and live life more abundantly for the glory of God. Our aim in this podcast is, number one, to introduce you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and thus to God, the ultimate source of all healing. Number two, to provide you with information that will help you to understand the problem that you are facing. And number three, to help you by providing solutions to your problems from the Word of God and through faith in God. Our passage from the Word of God today is 1 Peter 5:7. It reads, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Allow me to share with you some interesting points on this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. The apostle, knowing that these Christians were already under very hard circumstances, rightly supposes that what he had foretold of greater hardships yet a coming might excite in them abundance of care and fear about the event of these difficulties. What the issue of them would be to themselves, their families, and the Church of God. Foreseeing this anxious care would be a heavy burden and a sore temptation, he gives them the best advice and supports it with a strong argument. His advice is to cast all their care, or all care of themselves, upon God. Throw your cares, which are so cutting and distracting, which wound your souls and pierce your hearts, upon the wise and gracious providence of God. Trust in him with a firm, composed mind, for he careth for you. He is willing to release you of your care and take the care of you upon himself. He will either avert what you fear or support you under it. He will order all events to you so as shall convince you of his paternal love and tenderness towards you. And all shall be so ordered that no hurt but good shall come unto you. Learn, number one, the best of Christians are apt to labor under the burden of anxious and excessive care. The apostle calls it all your care, intimating that the cares of Christians are various and of more sorts than one personal cares, family cares, cares for the present, cares for the future, cares for themselves, for others, and for the church. Number two, the cares even of good people are very burdensome and too often very sinful when they arise from unbelief and diffidence, when they torture and distract the mind, unfit us for the duties of our place, and hinder our delightful service of God. They are very criminal. Number three, the best remedy against immoderate care is to cast our care upon God and resign every event to the wise and gracious determination. That is, to His wise and gracious determination. A firm belief of the rectitude of the divine will and counsels calms the spirit of man. We cease to saying, "The will of the Lord be done." Our quote for today is from Jason R. McNaughton. He said, "Being depressed does not disqualify you from being used by God. Sometimes God uses us in spite of our depression. Sometimes He uses us because of our depression. God wants us to live a life of joy. We also have real and raw emotions, including depression. When you are depressed, don't hide from the Bible. Run to the Bible. Don't feel condemned, feel comforted." The problem we are discussing today is depression in your life, part one, from the book As a Guide, The Guide to Biblical Counseling by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. Dr. Clinton and Dr. Hawkins give us a few thoughts at the outset, serving as a guide to our study. Each morning, Angela struggles to find the energy to get out of bed. She feels listless and down. Her kids need her, but she can't summon the energy to even interact with them, much less prepare meals or clean the house. George is having a hard time thinking clearly. He lost his job and just can't seem to crawl out of the hole he feels that he's fallen into. He does an interview because he's so down, so he sits around at home and plays on the computer, and he just keeps spiraling downward. 35 million Americans, more than 16% of the population, suffer from depression severe enough to warrant treatment at some time in their lives. In one given period, 13 to 14 million people experience the disorder called depression. Depression can have a variety of meaning because there are different types of depression. Clinical depression as a disorder is not the same as brief mood fluctuations or the feelings of sadness, disappointment, and frustration that everyone experiences from time to time, and that lasts from minutes to a few days at most. Clinical depression is a more serious condition that lasts weeks to months and sometimes even years. Misdiagnosis of depression is common. It can often be misdiagnosed as anxiety, which is a common effect in many types of depression or other mood disorders. Accurate assessment is the first step to proper treatment. Depression is on the rise. People born after 1950 are 10 times more likely to experience depression than their predecessors. Those between ages 25 and 45 have the greatest percentage of depression. The adolescent groups have the fastest rate of depression growth. Women are twice as likely to experience depression as men. According to the National Institutes of Health, depression causes inestimable pain for both those enduring the disorder and persons closest to them. It is said that depression destroys the lives of the victims and of their family members unnecessarily. Most sufferers do not seek treatment or believe their depression to be a treatable illness. Depression differs from sadness, which is a God-given reaction to loss that serves to slow people down so they can process grief. When one is sad, self-respect remains intact, intrinsic hope is maintained, and relief comes after crying and receiving support. Joyce Meyer writes the following on Overcoming Depression, Part 1. Depression is very real. It can cause us to feel isolated, alone, and hopeless, like everything around us is falling apart. Satan uses depression to steal a person's spiritual power and freedom. He seeks to fill our minds with darkness and gloom and bring us down emotionally. However, God wants to help us live free from depression. He wants to fill us with His joy, hope, and expectation of good things for our lives. An important part of battling depression is winning the war over our feelings. We will always have feelings. They will never go away. However, we can make our feelings line up with our decisions. This is why we love Joyce Meyer. We thank God for her. When depression attacks, what we feel like doing is giving up. However, the way we respond to depression makes all of the difference. 1 Peter 5, 8-9 says to resist the devil at his onset. It's so important to resist the feeling of depression immediately, because the longer we it's so important to resist the feeling of depression immediately because the longer we allow it to remain, the harder it is to resist. All of us will deal with disappointments from time to time. That's a part of life. However, if we let it, our disappointment can lead to discouragement, and discouragement can lead to depression. I've said this for years. If you don't let the devil impress you with what he does, then he can't oppress you. And if he can't oppress you, then he can't depress you. One of the most important things we can do is resist the devil at his onset. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will continue looking at depression in our lives. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help all of us to truly cast all of our cares upon you and mean it, and fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Lord, deliver all of us as Christians from oppression and depression, and help us to walk by faith and in your joy and in your peace. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from each Christian's mind, and even the minds of those who are not saved, who are caught in the spiral of depression. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls. Help them to hear the gospel and be saved today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend of mine, if you are listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, nobody can help you with your anger issues better than the Savior, Jesus Christ. Allow him to save your soul from sin and hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin, anger, and hell and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner. You have sin in your life, you are sinful, and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of your sins. We die physically because of our sins, and our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16 in the Holy Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, dear friend, if you need further coaching, please visit our website at www.ordainedchaplainsusa.org. If you have other questions about life's problems for this podcast, please email us at coach@ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Until next time, my beloved, please remember that God has a solution to all of your problems. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the God Solutions for Today's Problems on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless you.